T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. It's Carson and Kennedy, Wednesday, January 15th, 2020. We'll have another round of Blow It for Everyone for that trip to the Grammy Awards. We're going to check in with my wife, Lana, to see how things are going with her radiation. Is producer Dan still riding dirty? If you missed yesterday's podcast, you might want to listen to that quickly first, but we'll give you an update. And this whole Alex Cora thing, I don't know if you heard, but he's in a little bit of hot water and lost his job.
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions. Game over, series over, and the Red Sox are world champs again. It hasn't happened at Fenway Park for 95 years. The Red Sox are world champions.
Here comes a 1-2 pitch.
Red Sox win the World Series. And the best team in baseball wins it all in 2018.
This is our city, and nobody gonna dictate our freedom. Stay strong.
Well, the good news is...
It's a good montage.
The good news is, Kennedy, the pitchers and catchers report in 2 weeks.
Oh.
The bad news is we have no idea who the manager of the Boston Red Sox will be, as we talked about ad nauseum yesterday.
Dude.
It did happen yesterday. Let me read to you the statement. The Red Sox today issued a statement on behalf of principal owner John Henry, chairman Tom Werner, CEO Sam Kennedy, and Alex Cora. Today we met to discuss the commissioner's report related to the Houston Astros investigation. Given the findings and the commissioner's ruling, we collectively decided that it would not be possible for Alex to effectively lead the club going forward, and we mutually agreed to part ways.
Well, he was going to be banned like next week, so it's the...
Mutually my butt.
Right. Henry, Werner, and Kennedy added, "This is a sad day for us. Alex is a special person and a beloved member of the Red Sox. We are grateful for his impact on our franchise. We will miss his passion, his energy, and his significant contributions to the communities of New England and Puerto Rico." Cora added, "I want to thank John, Tom, Sam, the players, our coaching staff, and the entire Red Sox organization. I especially want to thank my family for their love and support." And then he goes on to say, "We agreed today that parting ways was the best thing for the organization."
We did not.
"I do not want to be a distraction to the Red Sox as they move forward."
Whoops.
"My 2 years as manager were the best years of my life. It was an honor to manage these teams and help bring a World Series championship back to Boston." Had to throw that in there, right?
Well, yeah. Of course.
Hey, don't forget, I did bring you a title, guys.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. He did bring us a title.
"I will forever be indebted to the organization and the fans who supported me as a player, a manager, and in my efforts to help Puerto Rico. This is a special place. There is nothing like it in all of baseball, and I will miss it dearly." What do you think about that apology, Kennedy?
Well, I mean, it's not an apology, but I'm not going to get in this argument with you.
Right, you can't lead the question that way. It's a great statement.
I realize we just had this conversation 10 minutes off the air and nobody else knows what I'm talking about, but...
I'm just beside myself.
It infuriates you so much.
Just own up to it. Just a simple apology to your family, to your to the teammates, to your players, and to the fans for what you did. Simple apology.
And I believe that's going to come. And I believe that the reason it isn't is purely legal and purely from lawyers and PR people that are surrounding him, saying if you apologize, you're admitting guilt.
100%.
Before he gets sentenced to whatever it is that they're going to sentence him for, he really can't say that. And I know what you're saying. And like I said, I think that's coming.
Yeah, because he's more worried about trying to save what he can save with his career instead of owning up to what he did wrong. I just feel like, for me, if you get caught with your hand in the cookie jar, sans what you're worried about at work, that you need to just come out and own it first. Because that, to me, if I'm baseball, if he comes out and says, you know what, I did it, I'm sorry.
No, then he's banned for life.
Absolutely.
I don't want to see that.
Admitting your guilt. Nobody wants to see that. It's something that he hasn't done
yet. I don't think his life should be ruined for this at all.
No,
I mean, he got caught.
And if he says, I did it, then that's that.
I think he gets a season or two.
He will, and then he'll apologize.
He's effectively banned for life anyways, because no one's going to hire him once
I think he gets another chance.
Michael Vick got a job.
Everybody gets a second chance.
That is a different break, Kennedy. Also, that is infuriating beyond belief.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah, everybody gets a second chance. And I think if he, you know, goes on to redeem himself and shows contrition and all of that sort of stuff, then he'll get another chance. He's a great manager. He's not a terrible human being.
And he's an amazing human being.
Right, exactly. And I believe all of that with my heart. I just think he this was bad. You got caught. Just own it. It's so
he had
an opportunity right here when everybody was looking. Everybody was looking right now.
They're going to be looking when he gets suspended.
They're going to keep looking.
You don't say it before the jury.
Think about Tom Brady. When Deflategate happened, did he come out and apologize and
Absolutely
say, you know
not.
What, I really shouldn't have, you know, deflated those balls?
Well, Tom Brady's an innocent man. That's different.
But I'm saying...
It was the guy in the bathroom. It wasn't him.
The deflator.
Tom Brady's never done anything wrong.
But why would he ever come out and apologize for that? How does that help him?
Yeah, how does that make you feel? Equate those two because they're very equatable.
Same situation.
They're the exact same
because
thing. And he never apologized.
Who?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, I think he was completely wrong. Right, yes, okay. I agree with that.
There you go.
Tom Brady should have apologized. He got up there and lied in front of everybody.
But you have no problem with him going and continue on playing seasons.
Well, he didn't get. He got suspended. Yeah, he got 4-game suspension.
But he never apologized.
I know, and I hated that. I said it then. Yes. Yes, I agree. Look, he should have apologized.
Don't argue. Because it's not going to go anywhere but in a circle. We're just going to go around and around.
Robin Drayson.
You're a bunch of Girl Scouts. I hope we steal the Yankee signs tomorrow.
Dan, I love you to death, and I know you would never cheat at this job to win. And I know that about you. You would never cheat.
I will sabotage every other radio station in this building.
You would never do that. You would never do that.
There were other people walking here trying to be producer. You know what he did? Lock the door. And I'm glad he did.
Oh, that one on my stomach.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, the official song of producer Dan. Didn't Weird Al have a version of this one too?
Yeah, White and Nerdy.
White and Nerdy.
Really?
That works for us too.
Yep.
Oh, I'm dying.
So yesterday on the show, we heard from producer Dan, who has been driving illegally for the past couple of months. He had a problem with the front of his car. It did not pass inspection, so you get one of those red inspection stickers.
The scarlet letter, that big old R.
So it's good for 30 days, and I'm pretty sure you had that inspection in 2012.
Yeah, seasons have changed, for sure.
It's pretty great. So we had kind of a family meeting yesterday on the show, and we're just like, Dan, you have to get this taken care of, because it just, if you get that ticket, then you end up with another ticket, and it escalates, yeah. And the next thing you know,
you can't get to work. That's it.
Right. And the car's going to get impounded. We're just looking out for it.
Right.
And
it's not a good look. You're right.
So what happened yesterday?
So I took the car to the inspection sticker place by my house. I'm not going to say any names, but it's the one.
Yeah, please don't. Just stop there.
It's the one everyone's like, you know.
Yes.
That's the one you should probably. if you're on the fence about how good your car is, this is the dude.
There's one in every town.
Yeah. Okay. Like, this is the guy you probably want to go to because he got a blind eye to stuff. So I go there, and I'm still not feeling great about it. The last time I went there, I got rejected because my car, just a pain. I have a 2011 Ford F-150, and it's seen better days. The bumper's kind of hanging off.
Right.
The license plate was in the windshield for like a year instead of attached
sure.
to the car,
makes
which
sense.
Is apparently a no-no.
That is absolutely a no-no.
So I fixed that before I went in because, you know, taking this seriously. And I walk in to go to the inspection place, and I immediately hear the guy who owns the place is an older Armenian gentleman with a thick accent, and he is screaming on the phone at this guy named Chris.
What did Chris do?
And he's like, you're right. It took me a second, so I sat down, and he doesn't care that I'm there. The yelling continues. It's no, I have a customer. He just looks at me and continues on, and he's like, I don't care. You asked him for a favor. He said, no, you put me in the middle. And I thought he's yelling at a guy about a car or something. But I guess Chris was an employee, and Chris is called out.
Oh.
And the other kid that was supposed to, the other kid said, no, I won't work for Chris. I always work for Chris. Chris is lazy.
Chris is a bum.
So now the owner is like, I got no one to work for me tonight. And he's freaking out. He's like, kids, I hate these kids.
Ugh.
And now they're, the three of them, one's on the phone and the two guys there, the owner and the employee, they're all yelling in a triangle at each other. And then one of them takes my keys and goes, does the car.
That's a good time. They're mad. They're angry. They're not paying the tensions.
Oh, or see, they're in a bad mood and they're not going to help them out.
Oh, yeah, the car that's on the fence, if you get an angry dude.
Yeah.
It wasn't looking good for me. I texted you guys like, this can't be good. There's a huge argument happening.
Why is Chris got to be a jerk? Yeah. That's what I need to know. And then get to work. Do your job.
And then the kid comes in, the employee who's there, and he goes, sorry, dude, just a bleeping bad employee. And I was like, yeah, screw Chris, but my car, though.
He said, screw Chrissy, you're on their side.
Oh, I was, oh, was I know. Smart. I was making friends, Kennedy. I was like,
did
work
you offer
tonight.
To grab a wrench?
Yeah, I'll work tonight, guys. I got nothing going on.
I'll change a spark plug. I know how to change
the
oil.
The boss comes back. Dan has like grease all over him. He's like, I got you, boss.
Do I need to make a visit to Chris's house?
Look at me. I'm your Chris now. So I'm sitting there for about 15 to 20 minutes. Inspections usually don't take that long, but I think they're also in the midst of an argument. And I could hear them going back and forth, and they're walking back and puffing and puffing past me to and fro. I'm like, this can't be good. And then the gentleman who owns the company pulls my truck to the front, and I can't see the sticker. I'm trying to just ease my way out of the seat and just peer around to see if potentially has got that nice new one and a 2021 on it.
If you're going to laugh or cry.
He walks in and he goes, $35, boss. I'm
what?
Like, boom!
Oh. Let's go!
Thank God.
And then he also went, probably get a new truck for next year.
We need to send him a thank you something or other.
See, I went there the first time I got rejected because I got the kid.
You got Chris.
I got a young buck up and comer trying to make a name for himself. He's like, that's not going to pass. This time I got the wildly old guy who owns the place. He's like, I don't care. Just give me $35.
Oh, my gosh. Bingo. I'm so happy for you. Another 365
that's
days for
it.
You.
And nice now job, I work man. At the gas station.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We have an amazing trip to the Grammy Awards, hotel, airfare, a pair of tickets to go see the award show. It's happening Sunday after next. Are you ready, Kennedy?
I'm ready.
It is time once again to play Blow It for Everyone.
And now it's time to play Blow It for Everyone, the game that takes three contestants and makes them best friends or mortal enemies. Answer all your questions correctly, you're qualified for a trip to the Grammys. Get it wrong, and you've blown it for everyone. And you'll be watching music's biggest night on your couch. Now let's meet our contestants. Carson, take it away.
Why, thank you, thank you, thank you. Brickyard, that is that guy's name. I don't know if you know that or not, Kennedy.
You know I don't.
Yes. Let's say good morning first to Liz from Cambridge, who is a graphic designer. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Are you nervous?
Oh, yes.
I'm nervous for you. I am nervous for you. All right, let's meet our second competitor, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Chelmsford. She's a school bus driver. Her name is Sandy. Good morning,
hey.
Sandy.
Good morning. I'm very nervous.
School bus drivers are tough,
I don't
man.
Blow it.
You don't want to.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. They're tough, man. They used to get on to me.
I'm representing.
Yes, represent. Represent. And our third and final competitor is from Methuen. I don't know what he does for a living because Larry is retired,
hey,
Kennedy.
Let's go, Larry.
Good morning, Larry.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. A retired gentleman. I love that.
He's the anchor.
He is the anchor. Okay. So all three of you understand how this game works. Please don't shout out any answers. This isn't a deal where you can help each other. I'm going to ask each of you a true or false question. If all three of you get the answer correct, all three of you will become finalists for this trip to the Grammy Awards. If one of you gets it wrong, you blow it for everyone, okay?
Okay.
Liz.
Okay.
Liz, you're up first.
No pressure.
Here.
Okay, here we go. First question. Are you ready, Liz?
Go ahead.
True or false? The Grammy Awards are in Los Angeles. True or false?
True. It is true.
Yes, that
All
is
right.
correct.
That's a good start.
That's a good start. All right. Liz, you're off the hook. You can breathe now.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. Sandy.
Yeah.
Honey, it's all right. You're going to do great.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Second question. Don't blow it for everyone, Sandy.
Oh.
You too won a Grammy Award for the song Beautiful Day. True or false? You too are from Ireland.
True.
That is correct. Yes.
Sandy.
All right. Liz and Sandy have escaped. No problems. So Larry
too
Legend.
Much pressure here.
Larry Legend. A lot of pressure. You don't want to blow it for everyone, do you?
I hope not.
What are you retired from, Larry? What are you retired from?
Teamster truck driver.
Oh, a Teamster.
I love him.
Union guy, Annie. Here we go. Dramatic music, making it all the more dramatic. Third and final question. Don't blow it for everyone, Larry.
I hope not.
Okay. Yes. If you get this correct, all three of you are finalists for a trip to the Grammy Awards. True or false? Comedian George Burns is the oldest Grammy winner ever. True or false? Take your time. Think about it.
The pressure. I'll say true.
You're going to say true. That George Burns is the oldest Grammy winner ever.
He's kind of old.
Well put.
If he's still around.
And dead, I think. Pretty sure he's dead. Larry, that is absolutely correct!
Oh, good job.
Larry, coming in clutch.
Let's go, baby.
You always bet on a Larry in Boston.
Larry Legend. I told you guys, Larry Legend. Oh, wow. I saw it coming. All right, Liz, Sandy, and Larry, all three of you now are finalists for the trip to the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. How does that feel?
That's incredible. Nice job.
Whew. There it is. Another round, Kennedy. Man. Another round of
don't
blow it for
the rest
everyone.
Of the week.
No.
It's a little much to me.
My palms are so sweaty.
We will do this again Thursday morning at 7:15. So if you didn't get in this morning, that's okay. Another chance for you. You don't want to blow it for everyone, though.
No.
You don't want to blow it for everyone. No. Wow. Larry. Woof.
Can you imagine Larry at the Grammys?
Yes. Liddy.
What's your name? Lizzo?
You're Billy and you're a girl? Are you sure?
No, I'm one of the Teamsters.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I have my wife standing by on the hotline, Kennedy. Of course, I gave her no notice that I was going to call her this morning. I completely forgot.
We literally planned this on Monday, but it's fine.
I know. I completely forgot. I wanted to check in with her because she's about halfway through her radiation treatment. Mm-hmm. And I am so impressed by her and her ability to just like keep such a positive attitude in all of this. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of bring her on this morning and just, are you there, babe?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hi.
She's dropping off Barrett at school, who's been out for 2 days because he's been sick and he's got a big project. Are you carrying the project with you right now?
Well, no, Carson. You called me at the last minute, so he went in by himself.
Great. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Lana.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
You know what? I will text you from now on just to remind you of something he said he reminded you about, but we knew it.
We crushed Barrett in life, but, you know, Carson's radio show is crushing it.
Your son's walking alone, but it's fine.
It's fine. It's good. So how are you doing? How are you feeling going through this?
I'm feeling good. I feel fine. Mm-hmm. I was a little tired at the end of last week, and she said yesterday that that's probably normal on Fridays. I'm going to be like that just because it's 5 days in a row, but that was like my 7th treatment was last Friday. So I'm halfway through it.
I think one of the things that's been interesting to see from my perspective for Lana as she's going through this radiation is she posted like a picture inside this, I mean, it's like a bunker, right underneath Dana-Farber. Mm-hmm. And people were just so surprised at like what the equipment looked like. You know,
How would you know?
Yeah, I get, and it's something you don't realize. If most people don't know what radiation was or is. I didn't know either, but. And kind of the response and what people have said to her kind of through social media, she's been posting that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously we're pretty open people and we share a lot. And I, to me, it wasn't anything. But then with the response I was getting, people just saying, oh my gosh, I love that you're sharing that. I had no clue. Most people don't know what it looks like, you know, to be going through something like that. And, you know, so, I mean, I guess if that's, you know, opening that little, like, somebody's eyes and showing them something, you know, I guess whether it's good, bad, whatever. Thanks for what happened today. Sorry, that was a crossing guard. you know, like, it, hey, I guess, I don't know. I don't see it as a good thing, but I guess, you know, it,
right.
It sheds some light onto, you know, what somebody might be going through.
I feel like it doesn't feel real until you know somebody that's going through it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't wrap your head around something like this until you see another human being that you know so well. And, Lana, you're doing that for so many people. The fact that you're going through these treatments and you're still working and you're still living your life and you're still yourself in this personality, I just have so much respect for you because it's so unbelievably
difficult.
I feel
like I would be in a fetal position on my bed.
100%.
Feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, guys. That means a lot. And I just think that, you know, there's definitely been, I don't think necessarily it, I would, the difficult part is, you know, I'm the youngest person in there every day, and you see the same people every day, and, you know, you sit right next to somebody, and you've become friendly with them, or you hear their stories, and, you know, that's been it's a tough part for me, just to realize that, you know, I have it pretty good going through this. And there are other people that, you know, they might be on their 30s plus treatment, you know, and they're not having a good day. And, you know, Carson and I had a different perspective on, you know, sitting there and being in that, you know, and having to kind of see and witness that because, you know, it can be scary. But I just said, you know what, I'm going to be a smiling face in there and say hey to somebody because they are having a bad day, you know, and somebody just needs a positive, like, you know, hey, hope you have a good day, you know, and, you know, I don't let it stress me out or get to me. I just have to stay upbeat and positive about it because guess what? Got to go do it every day. I don't have a choice.
You're an angel.
Wow.
A badass woman.
You're just a beast. You're an absolute beast.
And we're keeping themselves in check. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
So, Lana. I got to ask you, has Carson been picking up the slack on the housework while you've been going through radiation? Has he been pulling his weight?
You know, he did a really good job in the beginning.
Look, there it is.
I cooked Barrett's dinner last night.
It was a microwavable chicken pot pie.
Thank God you're still super.
Anything, I have been cooking more, which is like, kind of crazy, but he did a good job in the beginning. The house is starting to look a little crazy, but I've been super busy and so has he, so it, like, it's fine. He's doing a good job.
It's fine. Thanks, Dan.
It's fine.
Warm, fuzzy moment, and then you got to throw me under the bus.
Back up.
Well, that's
that
where
bus.
You live, son.
Welcome to the show.
All right. Well, thanks, babe. Have a great day. Sorry to get in the way of drop off there. Love you.
No, that's okay. I'm going to go get my tan on here in a little bit.
Yes.
All right. Bye, babe.
Bye, girl.
I love you.
Bye.
Of course, she's talking about going to radiation. She wasn't.
Yeah, I get it.
I know. Just in case somebody's like, she's doing what?
Wait, what? Yeah. She's like, I'm off to Florida. Bon voyage.
No, that's what she kept saying to me. She's like, look, one boob is really tan and the other one's not.
I'm guessing that's something she might not want to do if she said, but that's you got to go home to her. I don't.
Yeah.
Love you, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.